It's here and now. In Southern California, more than 6,000 people have been evacuated from the Idlewild community in the mountains outside Palm Springs as a massive blaze continues to burn over 35 square miles. After 5 days, it is only 15% contained. National Fire Service officials say 2013 is on track to surpass 2012 as the worst wildfire season on record. Sheldon Kiefer of the National Forest Service joins us from the Fire Command Center in California. And Sheldon, how is this blaze being fought?
A lot of it's being fought with aircraft. So they're using retardant and water to stop it in the rough country, and then putting a lot of their effort with the crews where they can actually get them located. A lot of the engines are being stationed around the areas that have structures for protection if the fire happens to get there. So the community of Idlewild is the main area of concern right now. There are a couple other smaller subdivisions around the fire that have been evacuated too, but that's the largest evacuation.
And we've heard reports of ash raining down on Palm Springs.
Yeah, and that just depends on which way the wind's going. At this particular time, we're not too concerned with what the fire is doing in that general area.
Now, this fire, Sheldon, comes just a couple of weeks after the Yarnell Fire in Arizona, which killed 19 firefighters. Is it being fought differently as a result of that? Are they trying to be a little less risky with how they're fighting it?
You know, that's entirely up to the incident commander, but safety is always the number one concern, and any lessons that they learned from the Yarnell Hill fire, they're going to put into effect here to make sure that doesn't happen on this fire.
Is that fire on people's minds today?
Oh, I'm sure that it is, especially on the crews that are out working.
How's the weather playing into the spread of this fire?
We are expecting some changes in the weather over the weekend. In particular, there's some thunderstorm cells that might move over, and with those cells, you can get erratic winds on the fire area, and so it's hard to predict what the fire might do.
Yeah, it's the ups and downs of thunderstorms in fighting a fire. I guess you've got the potential of rain, but also the potential of lightning, which could start more fires.
Right, and at this point, the weekend thunder cells that are coming through aren't predicted to have much moisture in them. Hmm. It's not until Monday that there might be any significant rain.
Well, hopefully there will be some. Sheldon Kiefer with the National Forest Service, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome, Jeremy.